Hello, this is Paula Matthews, and we have a special treat for you in this episode because we're going to be talking about a message that I delivered a week or so ago about imagining life if Adam had never sinned. And now we're going to be doing two parts to this podcast because we're going to explore what God intended when he sent Jesus to the earth. Hope you enjoy. He is the Lamb of God who came to take the sins of humanity. So, once our sin is covered under his blood, now we are ready. We are positioned, not quite equipped yet, but we have it within us now to become the sons of God in power. Now let's continue with the message where we explore what it would have been like had Adam not sinned.
If you want to know where God is going, read the first chapters of Genesis and then the last chapters of Revelation, and that's where God wants to take us. And it talks about the nations, Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street thereof, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, the same tree in the garden, people, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The nations, again, the people, all tribes, all tongues, all languages. The blessing is back with the people, all of humanity. So it was never about the Jews. It was never about Christianity or Christians. It was always about Jesus Christ coming back to bring us all together under the blessing so that we will have the nations, the people of different tongues and different places in the place of inheritance as heirs of God. Again, that's the whole story that God told me. So when God talked to me about this subject, living life as if Adam never sinned, it means walking in the complete blessing and having that dominion. And that was what he had me write in this book, Break Forth. This is about fulfilling God's dominion mandate. But to do that, you have to go back to God's original plan for your life. And that's how he showed this to me. And it's amazing because it makes sense. God is restoring the earth. He sent Jesus. And see, even then, people always think, well, Jesus is going to come back and fix it. Oh, that's not what the Bible says. Oh, no. It doesn't say that. And the Lord gave me a wake-up call many years ago about this one. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm getting excited now because this stuff really is revolutionary. God is great. 15:24 talks about the end. And he talks about, then the end will come when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even to the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. Okay. He must reign till he hath put all his enemies on his feet, under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Okay. And he says, for he has put all things under his feet. He keeps sin under his feet. But when he shall save all things that are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. All things under him. Who's under his feet? All things are under him. Ooh, Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. People, you are the church of Jesus Christ. You're appointed for a purpose. Ephesians chapter 1. Okay. It talks about that. Let's start at verse 17. Okay. This is Paul's prayer. He's saying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of him. Okay. Spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of him. When I search for the revelation of him, that's when I found out where her goes, okay, where I go, because it was following him, trying to see who he was and what he did that I realized, oh my goodness, this is us, okay? So the eyes of your understanding, and I let this be a prayer from me to you, that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling, okay? And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Okay, so there's a calling, there's an inheritance. What did he say? And he said it in the book. I was looking for a family in whom I could give an inheritance. Okay, children of God, child of God, there's a calling and inheritance for you. Also knowing what is the exceeding greatness of its power toward usward who believe according to the work of his mighty power. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? Dominion. Dominion. He wants us to take dominion over the things of the earth. It says the same working power that he worked when he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. and he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all things. Hallelujah. Are you hearing that? He's our head, but it says he's the head to be head over all things to us, okay, which is his body. And we are the fullness that filleth all things. We're the, it says here, we, the church, the people of God, are his body and the fullness of him. We are the fullness of him. And we're the one that filleth all things or fulfilleth all things. Whew. So don't be waiting for Jesus to come back. Find your assignment. Find what Jesus has for you. Break forth. You take dominion. That's what he's saying here. Okay, and going further down to chapter 2, it says here, let me go down to chapter 4. Now, knowing that we were sinners, knowing we were in darkness, knowing we've been defiled by this earth, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, this is chapter 4, verse 4 in chapter 2, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Hallelujah. God wasn't going to leave us in darkness. He wasn't going to leave us in the curse. He wasn't going to leave us in sin. But he had mercy. Thank God for his mercy on us. He still wanted to give us an inheritance. No matter what we've done, where we've been, how much we've been defiled, how much gross darkness is on us, he still wants to give us an inheritance. And here he says here, but God, again, verse 4, God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. What he's saying here is he's made us alive with the anointing of Jesus Christ, as he did with Christ when he raised him from the dead. So we were both raised up. We were both anointed for this dominion. And he says, and he has to raise us up together again with Christ, and has made us sit together again with Christ in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Okay. So what he's saying is when he raised Christ from the dead, he raised us from the dead. Now, if you're not saved, that's, you're not part of that yet. But for those who've received Jesus Christ, you have died. You have been raised with him. You're seated with him in that place of dominion in the heavenlies. This is how you live, as if sin never occurred and as if Adam never sinned. Jesus took care of it. And that's why Jesus, that's why we have to come to Jesus Christ. Because his first order of things is to take away our sin. He is the Lamb of God that came to take the sins of humanity. So once our sin is covered under his blood, now we are ready. We are positioned, not quite equipped yet, but we have it within us now to become the sons of God in power. Now that power comes from the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:20, people talk about God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Yeah. But it's according to the power that we allow to work in us. So to live as a life as Adam had never sinned, we have to be obedient. We can't just do our thing. Remember, okay, think about this. You're going to get saved and decide, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. Think about Adam. Adam was created pure. God's breath was blown in him. God did this perfect man. No sin, had not been exposed to sin. And what did he do? Oh, I'm going to do my own thing. And when he did, what happened? This was a perfect man. And it was like God. Ooh, my goodness, my spirit. Adam was like God in every single way. And yet he still turned from God. So who do you think you are? Think about it. If Adam, who was perfect, could turn from God and cause the entire world to go into a curse, who are you that's already in darkness? Think about what you could do. The damage of your disobedience, the darkness of having come to Christ and then turned away from Christ. You cause more trouble for your family. It'd be like, what was the parable Jesus talked about? When a man trying to cast out demons out of a house, when it goes out and find it empty, it's going to come back and bring seven more people. They're going to have a house party in your body, in your spirit. So once we sign up to be Jesus Christ, to be part of Jesus' new family, to be sons of God, and get saved, we have a whole new life, whole new inheritance, a new family, new bloodline. And it's best that we act like it if we want the inheritance, because in these last days, God is coming against rebellion like we've never seen it before. Like we've never seen it before, he wiped up the earth with water. He promised never to do that again, but he didn't say he wasn't going to wipe the earth with something. In fact, the Bible tells you he's coming with fire. That's just a note, just a note. So imagine what your life would have been if Adam had never sinned. This is one of the things that just really gets me, because that's where the Lord wants to take us, is if Adam never sinned. Okay, think about it. If Adam hadn't sinned, there'd be no curse. It would be only blessing. People say, well, the earth would be crowded because there'd be no death. Not necessarily, because I truly believe that the earth was just a prototype, that God created the galaxies and everything else for population, for his people to populate, so that he can have rulers, his kings, his sons and daughters, his kings, and ruling the earth, and then ruling different planets. I do, in the galaxies, under his heaven. I truly believe that was God's plan. But when you think about it, we would have wealth, unlimited wealth, no sickness, no disease. And what did we read in Revelation 21? It's all new heaven and earth. No more pain, no more sickness, no more crying. So you have to understand, Jesus gave a glimpse of that. When he came to the earth, what was he doing? Healing sicknesses, healing diseases, raising the dead, drying people's tears, people that didn't have money, giving them food, giving them money, making their businesses move. He was showing the blessing that should have been theirs all along if Adam had never sinned. And that's what I'm saying, people. You know, when I'm talking to you, I'm in pursuit of divine destiny. Will you go with me? I want everything. Jesus came. He showed us the way to the Father. Everything he came to give us, everything we're supposed to have, that's what I'm looking for. I want that divine destiny that should have been mine had Adam never sinned.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more of this message, check out the link in the description box to the YouTube video that we have on our Sunday Lives. Also, make sure you subscribe to this channel as well. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.